Yeah. Well, I was not done here yet. I got another tree to come down yet. Small trees, not that big. But, you know, a young one too. And yesterday, that 1 hour made a lot of difference. You know, you wake up, you see 2 o'clock, you don't know what's going on. How come it's 2 o'clock? 1 hour before, 1 hour after. You don't know which one is right. I looked at my cell phone, it was 6:30. I looked at the other one, it was 7:30. So I said, what the heck is going on here? Well, I just...
Copy that. Well, cell phones should be correct. They change automatic. It's up to you to change your clocks around your vehicles and everything. But that don't bother me no more. I don't work no more, so they can do what the hell they want with the time.
You're right. What happened, though, I missed the church hour because I didn't know which way to go. So then I called in my daughter. She said, no, Dad, they changed the hour. Yeah, okay, why didn't somebody tell me that?
It's widely published. Piece of crap calendar I got even says so on it. Fall back 1 hour.
I guess so. Well, good to hear from you, Randall. You take care. I'll contact you later. Yeah, last night the 600 was on about 8:30, 9 o'clock. But nobody was on it anyhow. And nothing else was on. All right, we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jet. Yeah, I got up, I don't know, it was like 1 o'clock last night in the morning, and the radio was on, but I had the volume down, and I was keying it up, wouldn't hear nothing. Bob come in. He said, gee, you got a good signal. He was still up, so that was my bad. I had the volume turned down because there was so much static and crap going on, and... All right, Jack, we'll talk at you later this afternoon or something, or in the mobile. WRGX 218, we're clear and standing by.